For our next story is about 15 Love, a nonprofit organization that teaches kids to play tennis for free. When I caught up with the director, Amber Marino, she was working on serves with a student. Hi, Amber. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Eric. It's a pleasure.
Can you tell me a little bit about 15 Love and how you became involved?
Absolutely. 15 Love is an inner city youth program. It was started in 1990 by a group of local people, and they were able to bring in Arthur Ashe to help with the mission and vision and structure back then. I got involved when I was a college student playing tennis at St. Rose. One of the guys on the guys team worked for 15 Love and said, hey, you should come work for us this summer. So I did, and worked for them every summer for a while. I was a teacher for a while, and then I went away to graduate school, and then they asked me to come back as the executive director. So it's been a lot of fun.
So you really came from the bottom, and now here you are at the top. What does like the day-to-day duties of directing this organization mean?
That's funny. Somebody just asked me that question about 20 minutes ago, and literally it's everything from raising the funds and meeting people to cleaning the toilets, everything in between. It's a small nonprofit. We work hard. We don't have a huge staff, so we do everything we can to keep the place running, to make sure that we're really serving the kids as best we can. So I'm researching things, making sure that we're addressing the current issues that are going on in our community, and then, making sure that we have the resources that we need to get the program out to all of our communities in Albany, Schenectady, Troy, and Rensselaer.
So, Amber, can you tell me a little bit about what it takes to get a kid involved with tennis for the very first time?
Sure. Our program is totally open and free, so it's pretty easy for kids to get involved. And we send out flyers to all of the schools in the communities that we work, so Albany, Schenectady, Troy, and Rensselaer. And they just literally have to show up at the park. There's not even a pre-registration for our program. So it's pretty easy to get involved the first time. Keeping them there after that first time is what's a little trickier. But usually we try to make it as fun as possible. Our instructors, the motto that I give to our instructors is that every child needs to have a positive experience at every class. So there's always going to be a kid who just misses every ball or it goes over the fence every time, and that's okay. So maybe you like their shoelaces, or we'll compliment, something else. Like, we'll find something. And then there are kids who are there, the tennis is okay, they'll get through the tennis. They actually really like the life skills, the off-court portion. And that's what keeps them coming and keeps them playing tennis. And then they figure out, oh, hey, I actually am enjoying this sport. And for a lot of kids, it's the first sport or the only sport that they have enjoyed. And it's what's keeping them healthy. So it's really a nice mix that we have. We do whatever we can to keep the kids interested and make it as fun as possible.
So you mentioned that you do other things aside from what you're most known for is tennis, of course, but what other programs are offered?
So we really are education-based, and every tennis lesson is free, but it also includes what's called an off-court, which is a life skills session. So even our basic tennis is never just tennis, which is really a lot of fun. So those off-courts will cover topics from money management, healthy living, to education, internet safety, anything in between. And we have additional programs that are just based on literacy. So over the summer, we've got some literacy programs for kids. They come in and we make it a lot of fun. We get a lot of parents saying, my kid needs a little extra help. They're a little behind grade level. And this is the place where we really can shine, because the kids have fun and learn to really enjoy reading, which is cool. We also have a garden attached to our office. So we have a gardening and healthy living program. The kids plant from seed everything in that garden and then watch it grow. They learn recipes to utilize those vegetables. They take them home. So they really have a lot of fun, and you know, we do a lot of activities around that program. It's a weekly program, but we do that with a bunch of different groups of kids. And then we have a STEM program. So we started that a few years ago, and now SUNY Polytechnic is working with us, and they come in once a week and work with a couple groups of kids on a summer-long STEM program, and they do some amazing activities and experiments. The kids learn so much. Last year, one of my favorite times, this little boy was like, "This is the best day of my life." Just, you know, having fun learning. I didn't even realize what he was learning yet, but, you know, he was having a great time. So, and then we have college prep and leadership for our older kids. So we work with them year round, and a lot of them are the first in the families to go off to college. We make sure that they've got the resources they need. You know, we help them looking at college scholarships. We help them with the application process, you know, every step along the way. And the leadership portion, the kids, it's really self-directed, and they do community service projects around the region that are meaningful to them and hopefully helpful in the community. And so that's really a lot of fun.
And you had mentioned a little earlier that when 15 Love was founded, Arthur Ashe, the famous tennis player, came in. Can you tell us a bit about, first, who he was, for those who don't know, and what his involvement with the founding of your organization was?
Absolutely. So Arthur Ashe was not only a famous tennis player, he was also a humanitarian, and that's what was really cool about him, and I think what got him involved in our program. So he started what was called the Ashe Bolitari Cities Programs with Nick Bolitari. So they had started other programs similar to 15 Love in a couple other cities around the country, and Newark, New Jersey, and Kansas City. So they came to Albany. There was a local person named Kevin Dowdell who was working for the Ashe Bolitari Cities Programs, and our board was able to make a connection with Kevin and ask if they could come here and start the program. And so that's actually how 15 Love started. It was, we had our own foundation, but we brought in the Ashe Bolitari Cities Program. And so they helped with that mission and vision and structure at the beginning. Arthur actually came up every year before he passed away. So the program started in 1990. He passed away February 6th of 1993, so 25 years ago. But those first couple years, he came up every year. He spoke and helped to generate support for the program. Once he passed away, our board took over running the program. And so Ashe Bolitari Cities Program no longer exists. But, you know, we were able to continue, and we're actually the only one that they started that continued. The other programs have fallen to the wayside, and they believe, and he believed at the time, he was nervous about starting this because Albany was a much smaller city than the other cities. So he was very nervous, but what he came to realize quickly was that we had a leg up because this started in our community. You know, it was people in our community who had a passion and wanted to make a difference. And that's been the driving force since day one. And that's the reason that we're still here. Our board is so supportive and so strong and so amazing. There are a few people who have been here since day one, and, you know, Herb Schultz and Dan Sleesman and Bob Schmitz, you know, Barbara Yake, John Niger, they've all been here supporting us for many, many years, and it makes a difference.
So for parents who are interested in signing their kids up with 15 Love, not just for the tennis, of course, but also all these amazing educational programs, how can they contact you and start to get involved?
Sure. We have a website. It's www.15love.org. It's 15love.org. They can call our office at any time at 518-438-2039. And the website has a way that you can email us. The emails actually come into me, and I'll respond. And, you know, we'll get information to you. The summer program will start the Monday after school ends in June. I don't know the exact date right now, but we'll have that information up on our website in a month or two, though that's not up quite yet, the exact dates. But last year's information is up, and it's probably going to be about the same, if not exactly the same, just the dates changing.
Excellent. Thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.